thought for today. We have systems which we really ought to use. And we say, use it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the thought for today. Use it. Now, you've heard that before. What does it mean to use it? What does it mean to use anything? Well, over the years, large companies did not want to spend large amounts of dollars publishing large manuals to send with small computers. And so they still had the manual. The manual had all the details on it. It had all the information on it. And it was quite helpful to the person who was working on the computer. However, to send out a large manual and print up a large manual and publish a large manual and mail a large manual cost almost as much as the product did. When you have these handheld computers, you have these handheld devices and what have you, the manual is as thick as the gadget itself and as expensive to send it out. So they have created, very ingeniously, a technique for getting the manual to people who don't read them anyhow, and how to get the manual to people so that those who do read parts of it will have the parts they want to read. Now, if anyone is so techie, he needs to have the manual in his hands, and he can print it up too, which is quite nice. And if you have a duplexing on your printer, you can print it up in duplex. So you can print it up so that you can print up both sides. I have personally done that with my Canon manual, because I bought a Canon camera in Switzerland, and it had a Swiss, French, and German manual with it, but not English. And who would ever think a country would print a manual without English in it? But that's okay. So I went into my PDF file, and I noticed that it was a very wonderful thing. It put out along by Adobe, I believe, puts it out, don't they? Yeah, Acrobat. Adobe Acrobat. And so Adobe Acrobat announces free, 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 free. Well, you see, there really isn't anything free in life, but they say free, and they get you hung up on this. So I pulled up the manual and ran it off, and it came out quite beautifully. You saw a page just yesterday. And it was quite nice. However, I really didn't need the whole manual, because many of the pages are pages that I've already known about, and I didn't have to have them at my fingertips. But I had them, and they were there. Now, one of the nice things about this PDF system that has been created is that the day will come when you don't have to have special software to put out in special programs like Adobe, HTML, I think it is, and with what are the others? Give me some other programs there, like Gregor's program. Quark Express and Ventura and Word. Now, see, these are all
Frame Maker.
Oh, that's another one. Oh, okay. I'm sure there's lots more that we don't even know about. So, all of these programs are put out with such great enjoyment by the publishers and by the creators, because they can do many things. They can put out book publishing, and that's very nice. However, it's a pain in the butt, pain in the neck, because you try to get all this information on your computer, and you can't. You can't begin to. Now, what kind of program is your publisher going to use in the publishing plant to bring over the book and publish it in publishing? Is it going to be Ventura? Is it going to be Quark? Is it going to be PageMaker? Is it going to be, what are the things are going to be? And then, you see, you got all sorts of interesting techniques. Well, theoretically, Adobe has come up with the Adobe system where you can display all of this information in perfect format. Everything is there. All the fonts are added there because they're right there, right in front of your face. Now, why can you not take that same thing and send it to the printers and have the printer run it off and use that formatting, framing, which is exactly what you want, into their program? This will be something that will come up in the next short time, and it has already. And what have they done?
Well, they print from the PDF file.
Oh, the PDF files are what they're printing from. Well, yeah. How wonderful. So,
that's what they want.
Who makes a PDF file? What program is necessary to have to make a PDF file? They're made on several different programs, like PageMaker. They're made on Adobe, and then Ventura, and they're made on perhaps others too. Now, why then would anybody worry about this if they can make it on that, and then anyone can pick it up? So theoretically, any publisher should be able to pick up anything that they do. So it works. Now, we just have to encourage the publisher to believe it works. And once we do that, then every program works. Now, what does PDF mean? PDF is one of the acronyms that the the computer business has, and I tell you, it has a whole dictionary up full of them. And if you don't have a dictionary to look up what these acronyms mean, then you have no idea. Here on this page, I'm going to read one of them from. It says PDD, PDF, peak, peak to peak, PEBKAC, problem exists between keyboard and chart, a chair, an uncomplimentary way to indicate that a computer problem is the fault of the user. Oh, how about that? And then there's CD-ROM, and then there's PEEK, and so forth. Now, let's look at PDF, Portable Document File. Everything we do is a portable document file. We send it from one place to another. We send it to our files to file. We send it to our printer to print. We send it to our My Documents. We send it to wherever we want to send it, you know? In fact, the lectures that I'm giving are files, and we have them filed away under DDS files, DDS. And the DDS files are very available and very wonderful and very complete. Now, this portable document file, as they define it here, is a document that maintains its formatting and displays correctly on any output device. Amazing. So it maintains the formatting. So when you have a paragraph, or you have an indented subhead, or when you have a headline, and then you have an end, and whatever symbols you're using, it understands. And understanding it, it follows it very well. Now, that sounds awfully good to me. There must be some sort of a little quirk in here that doesn't make it sound good to other people, because everyone's not jumped right in there and using it. Well, maybe they are more than we know. Now, PDF files are viewable with Adobe Acrobat software. There's the rub. You have to have Adobe Acrobat software.
Which is free.
But Adobe Acrobat software is free for its basic foundation. Mm-hmm. However, for the special stuff, it costs more. If you want an upgrade of Adobe Acrobat, it is not expensive. It's $499 for the beginning of it, and if you are upgrading it, then it's $48, which is what? Which is not bad, but this is what it says in the literature on Adobe Acrobat software, and it says Adobe 6 and stuff like that. Now, it defines here that large documents, such as reference books, are often distributed on CD-ROM in PDF format. Unlike HTML, PDF is designed to represent images of printed pages. In other words, it sounds like the PDF is a picture page. If the PDF comes through in the page format and size that you want, then you're okay. If the PDF comes through in a format that is different than what you want to print it on, then you have to have the original changed to that and have it sent through. And so if you want to have the original change to that, you might as well be able to do it yourself by taking the PDF file itself and having the ability through the Adobe system to reformat it to whatever size you need for your book. You might be publishing a book which is 17 by 22, a large atlas of the world. Now, it may be sent to you on 8.5x11 layout, or maybe 5.5x8.5 layout, and how do you blow it up to have the larger size? Now, according to here, it is designed to represent images of printed pages. It doesn't say for printed pages, but it's of printed pages, a page that already exists with dimensions, with formatting that is established for it. It would be nice, but I kind of doubt that we are already at the moment of universal formatting, which means that you can pull a corner and it'll automatically do everything perfectly, because that's not the way it usually works. You take CorelDRAW and you pull a corner, and CorelDRAW will not maintain its same type format. It will just enlarge it to fill the page that you want to fill it, or reduce it to take the page. But now, the other PageMaker, with PageMaker, you have little shoes. And so when you're ready to have a page and your page happen to be longer, you take the little shoe and you pull it down. And then all the type that is there comes jumping into that shoe. And you pull it sideways, and the type that is basically there to fit that type of format jumps into it, which is quite a nice little thing. Now, I'm sure in other formats they have the same thing. But here we have this portable document file, and all fonts that it uses are shown there. They're probably embedded there. And so you have that availability to you. But how many people know these things? You say, well, everybody in the business would know it. Everybody here and there and anywhere else would know it. But that's not true. The only people who know this are people who are involved in it. And if you're not involved in it, you have no possible way of knowing all the potentials that are on the market. If you study all the potentials that are on the market, unless you have a use for it, you don't pack it away. You just let it flit away, because you'd be quite busy maintaining your personal file. But think of these things. Think of these things in any area of your life. What is it that you'd like to do? What is it you'd like to accomplish? Do you have a portable document file that's available to you to reproduce yourself? If you wanted to have children and didn't want to go through the standard process of doing it, could you instantly make a portable document file of yourself and reproduce yourself as your child? Well, who would want to do that? Not many people would want to do that, have their child be exactly like them. Oh, but I'm so good. Yeah, that's nice. But every child, the way we are taught, should be a unique individual expressing their uniqueness. So I'm sure the day will come when we will have people who will reproduce themselves exactly like they are, and then we'll have two or three or four or five of the same person, or maybe 500. And the world could get kind of boring with that kind of a situation. So let's not even think of that. Let's think of doing it the easy way that we have right here. with the modern fantastic growth of the computer industry, of the computer file business, of the programming that has been designed by all the geniuses that are working in this field, we're ready for them. We're ready from them, and we're ready to use them. And if we just consider that the day may soon arise, and is now here, in which we will say everything is possible, and then it'll be so. But we still say, even knowing this computer development that we have here, which is so fantastic, we still say, I don't know. We still say, I don't understand. We still say, it's too difficult for me. And so it is, because we shut off that inner computer within us that has all that information in it. If you turn off your PDF file, you would turn off a great deal of information that's available to you. If you turn off any of your maintenance files, you have a great situation going on. I have a thesis I'm working on from one of our students. And in this thesis, he refers himself, his mind, and his body to a Rolls Royce. And he refers to himself as a very lovely car. And he says, I service this car. And I can see what he does with his car. He services the car. There is a better word for that, and that word is maintain. To service the car is to do to it what the dealer says you should. To maintain is to do it differently. To maintain it, you do it very differently. You put the cause in motion of what it is that the car should be, and then you keep it up to its like new condition. To service it merely means you take care of it as it is decreasing in value, as it is decreasing in usefulness, as it is decreasing in effectiveness for you. And that's not what we want to do. We want to maintain it to its original purity and integrity. So think of that as you're thinking of yourself now, and as you're thinking of the world. Maintain yourself to your original purity and your original integrity. And boy, have you got it made. I love you. I love you. I love you.